Hello, Miss Mintz.
Hello.
Hi, my name's Alexa. I'm calling on a recorded line in regards to your inquiry about the Depo Provera lawsuit. How are you doing
Yes.
today?
I'm okay. How are you?
Good, I'm good as well. Thank you for asking. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Depo Provera lawsuit?
Yes, please.
Okay. Now, did you already get an attorney to assist you with
Okay.
filing a claim?
I'm sorry?
Did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
Okay. Thank you. I could barely hear you. What did you say?
Okay.
I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. Did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No.
Okay. Are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter, or signed documents with another law firm?
Yeah.
Okay. Is this claim for yourself or for a loved one?
Or myself.
Okay. Are you a resident of the United States?
Yes.
Okay. Were you diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depo-Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. Was it meningioma of the brain or of the spine?
The brain.
Okay. And what was your date of diagnosis?
My date of diagnosis, you said?
Yes.
Okay, so I started taking the shot in October of 2020, and then
Okay.
my day of diagnosis was July 15th of 2023.
Of 2023?
Yes.
Okay, July 15, 2023.
Yes.
Okay. And what is your date of birth?
My date of birth is June 14th, 1992.
Okay, June 14, 1992.
Yes, that is
Okay.
correct.
Okay. Did you use the name brand injectable contraceptive Depo-Provera? Oh, I'm sorry. We have a bad connection. Can you hear me?
Yes, I hear. Can you
Okay.
hear me?
Yes, I hear you. Now, did you use the name brand injectable contraceptive Depo-Provera?
I used the what is it called? It was I can't. It was just a death prepared. It wasn't good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So there's three different ones. There's Depo-Provera, Depo sub-Q Provera, and generic medroxyprogesterone acetate. Which one sounds correct to the best of your knowledge?
You said, can you repeat the last one again?
Okay, it's a generic medroxyprogesterone, and I'm probably mispronouncing that, and then acetate.
I think it may have been that one.
Okay, so it was a generic version, not the Depo-Provera.
Well, I know it was the Depo Provera. That's all that I remember them saying. I don't
Okay.
remember any other name for it.
Okay, so if your doctor said it was Depo-Provera, then most likely it was not the generic version.
Okay.
Now, sometimes they will switch you over to the
I think
generic.
they mentioned that one. Yeah, I don't know. They didn't give me that one. I think they just mentioned it, and that's why I remember the name.
Gotcha. Okay, so to the best of your knowledge, you were on the Depo-Provera shot injectable? Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Now, did you ever switch over to the generic version?
No, not the
Okay.
non.
Okay. Did you use Depo-Provera for at least 1 year minimum?
Yes.
Okay. Within 1 year, can you confirm that you had at least four injections prior to diagnosis?
Yes.
Okay. Did you use Depo-Provera between January 1st, 1992 through the present date?
Yes, do this present, yes.
Yes. Okay. All right. Now, when did you stop getting the Depo-Provera injections? What month?
That was, so it start, I started it in July. That was about, hold on, give me a second. I'm trying to
Okay,
calculate the
yeah,
time.
take your time, take your time.
It was about, I believe it was like a few years.
Okay, let's start with the year. Okay, so you started taking the Depo-Provera in 2020. What year did you stop?
And 2023.
Okay. Now, was it around the time that you were diagnosed?
Yeah, around the time I was diagnosed, so it was like July 2023.
Okay. Okay, so July 2023. Okay, now this is for the HIPAA compliant medical record release forms. Can you confirm your gender for me?
Female.
Okay, thank you. Now I have your first name as PEARLIE, Pearlie, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. I have your last name as MIMS, Mims, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have a middle initial?
R.
R, okay. R is in robot?
Correct.
Okay, thank you. I have your email as PEARLIE. RENE 1014 at gmail.com. Is that still current?
No, yeah, that's correct.
Okay. This phone number, this 725-335-6627, is this the best phone number to reach you at?
Yeah, I can give you a secondary
Okay.
number as well.
Okay.
So that number is 702.
Okay.
Give me a second. 785
Okay.
2449.
Okay, I have 702-785-2449.
That's correct.
Okay. Now, in regards to the first phone number, the 725 phone number, is that your mobile or home phone number?
It's a mobile number. It's just
Okay.
not, yeah.
Okay. Would you prefer for me to switch the phone numbers? Do you want the 702 number to be the main contact? Is that a mobile phone as well?
Yeah, they're both mobile phones. It's just
Okay.
the 702 number is technically my number, but sometimes there's times where I can't pay my phone bill. So that one, the
Gotcha.
first number
Okay.
is the number that will
It's the
most
best
likely
one.
stay on.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you for clarifying. I appreciate that. Okay.
No problem.
I also have, let's see. Oh, actually, before I skip it, would you prefer when reaching out a phone call first, a text first, or an email first?
A text message would be good first, so that way I can
Okay.
make sure my
Okay.
time is true.
Okay. And then what is the best time of day to reach you? Morning, afternoon, or evening?
Afternoon and evening.
Okay. What is your home address?
2900 East Charleston Boulevard, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89104.
Okay, I'm going to read that back to you. I have, excuse me,
Yeah.
2900 East Charleston Boulevard, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89104.
That's correct. And then it's
Okay.
apartment 149.
Oh, thank you. Apartment 14. Okay, apartment 149. Okay, perfect. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. Was Depo-Provera administered by a doctor, medical staff, or by yourself?
It was a doctor that.
Okay. And how many times were you injected with the product?
Once every 3 months.
Okay, I'll do the math. Let's see. Okay, so almost a full year, so or I mean almost a full 3 years, so let's see. Let me get my handy dandy calculator out. Bear with me.
No problem.
Okay, so four times in a year times. Oh, okay. So about 12 times. Does that sound correct? Okay. And what is the name of the doctor that administered Depo-Provera?
Dr. Adam Levy.
Okay, and was she located in Las Vegas as well?
Yes, as yes, in Las Vegas.
In Las Vegas? Okay. Oh, was it a gentleman? I apologize.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I said she. I apologize.
Oh,
Okay.
no worries.
I thought you said Autumn, not Adam.
Oh,
Okay.
Adam.
Okay. The phones, it makes it so hard. That's why I love to
Yeah.
double clarify. Because,
Right,
oh my
right.
gosh. Okay, so. Okay. I have Dr. Adam Levy, MD. Perfect. Okay. And what was the name of the facility that Depo-Provera was administered?
Sunrise Hospital and Medical Center.
Okay. Okay. I have the address as 3186 South Maryland Parkway, Las Vegas, 89109. Does that sound correct?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Bear with me. I'm going to just copy over the address and phone number. Okay. Was the method of diagnosis for meningioma a CAT scan, an MRI, both, or other? Okay.
One second. You got pictures in your phone too. Huh? Yeah, but that you got different pictures in your phone. Yeah, I got the emails at the house. Oh, we got a phone too. Okay, we gotta look at the house and see if they get the email, or if they get any email.
Just
no, let me just say one. That was all on
you. You got a lot of stories around me, you know? I'm dead.
You're getting your head on. I did a little here.
I'm sorry.
Hello, Miss Mims.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I was dealing with something at home.
It's okay. No, I heard you, but then it went quiet, so I was like, uh-oh, I don't know if I lost you. Okay.
No, okay. Okay, I'm back now.
Okay. What was the method of diagnosis for the meningioma?
Is that the method?
Yes. Was it a CAT scan, MRI, both, or other?
It was, I remember doing a CAT scan, the MRI, and a biopsy.
Okay. Now, who was your diagnosing doctor?
I was, I'm trying to remember. What was that doctor's name? The one that diagnosed me, right?
Correct.
It was, I can't pronounce the name of neurologist, Leo German, I believe.
German?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, let's see. And what facility were you diagnosed at?
Southern Hills Hospital and Medical Center.
Okay. You said Seven Hills, like the number?
Southern.
Oh, Southern. Okay. Okay. Okay, I found Dr. Leo German. Okay. Okay. And he was your neurologist.
That's how you say that, neurologist.
You said it right. I think you did.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah. I mean, I heard right, so.
I have troubles with big words.
No. Medical words in general are the worst words. Like, that's why I mispronounce that generic version all of the time. I can't say it. Like, there's no way.
They always use all of the alphabets
mm-hmm.
in the word.
Mm-hmm. I know. It's crazy. They'll add, like, extra X's in there and Y's. Right. And it's like, why'd you do that? I don't understand.
It makes you silent.
Yep. Okay. We're almost done here, I promise, okay?
Okay, no problem.
Okay. I'm just getting the address. So for Southern Hills, I have it at 9300 West Sunset Road. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, perfect. Okay. Did you have a prior cancer diagnosis?
No.
Okay. What type of treatment did you receive for your meningioma? Oh no, I'm losing you. It's cutting in and out. What did you say?
Me?
Yeah, I can barely hear you. It's kind of cutting in and out. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you better now.
Kind of. It's still cutting out a little bit, but let's see if I can understand you. What type of treatment did you say you received? Okay. It's cutting out. I'm so sorry. I hate to make you repeat yourself. So you said chemotherapy, is that correct? That's the one I got.
Yeah.
Okay.
Radiation. No, it was the radiation therapy.
Radiation. Okay.
And splenectomic surgery.
Okay. Oh, I hear you way better now. Okay.
Okay.
And cromatomy surgery. Let's see. Okay. Bear with me. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. You said cromatotomy surgery, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah, see, that word they even spell crazy. I spelled it way off.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, it's cranitomy. Is that correct? Is
yes,
that,
yeah,
is that right?
Have,
okay.
Look, I wouldn't have even thought to spell it like that.
Right? I know. I tried with the C-R-O. Nope.
Right.
Yep. Okay. And then who was your treating doctor?
I'm sorry.
Who was your treating doctor?
The same doctor that
diagnosed
me.
Okay. So bear with me. Let me just copy over. Okay. Okay. Now, who was your doctor that prescribed you with the Depo-Provera? Was it Dr. Adam Levy?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. Where do you pick up medication? What pharmacy?
I'm sorry?
What pharmacy do you pick up medication from?
Pharmacy, they depend. Like, sometimes Walgreens and sometimes CVS.
Okay.
And then they have one, a pharmacy inside as well, so.
Oh, okay, inside of Sunrise Hospital?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. Is it Sunrise or Southern Hills Hospital that has the
Southern
Orbo?
Hills where I got my diagnosis at.
Okay. So that's the pharmacy that you picked up the medication from was Southern Hills. Okay. So bear with me. Let me just copy and paste. Okay. Were you hospitalized for meningioma?
Hello?
Hi, yes. Were you hospitalized for meningioma? Hello, can you hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Okay, it's cutting out a little bit. I'm so sorry. I did not hear your answer to that.
Yeah.
Okay, yes, okay. And what dates were you hospitalized?
7 days. Hold on, give me a second.
Okay.
Okay. I'm here to take off the shoes before y'all go down. All right. Okay.
Okay.
So for the you said for the treatment?
Yeah, what dates were you hospitalized?
Okay, so the treatment was about six weeks.
Okay.
I had it. Mommy, hi. Hi, baby. So the treatment was about 6 weeks. Are we still there?
Yes, I'm still here. Oh. I lost you for a second. Okay.
Yeah, I couldn't hear anything.
No. I know. I thought you had put me on mute or something because I know you're a little busy. So I was just going to be patient.
Like, I appreciate that.
Yeah, of course. Patience is a virtue. Everyone needs to learn to be a little bit more patient.
Mm-hmm.
Can't always rush through life. Okay. So,
right.
You said you were hospitalized.
I thought you were asking me, like, did I go to the hospital for the treatment? No, I wasn't hospitalized. I don't remember being hospitalized. I just remember getting the treatment at the hospital.
Okay. So you were in and out of the hospital while getting treatment. Is that correct?
Right,
you didn't stay for multiple days? Okay.
No, I don't remember staying at it.
Okay. Now, do you want me to add any medical notes for the attorneys?
I have medical notes down at the hospital that treated me, but it doesn't.
Okay. This is more of personal notes. My next question was going to be if you have a copy of your medical records.
Okay. Yeah. Well, yeah. I thought that was what you were saying, but like, personally, it doesn't make a difference.
Okay. Okay. And then for the copy of your medical records, would you be able to provide them by mail, electronically, or either?
I'm sorry? The phone was going in and out.
It's okay. For your medical records, would you be able to provide them by mail, electronically, or either?
Well, I can give you the permission to pull it from the hospital.
Okay. So if for any reason, so you will be signing a HIPAA-compliant medical record release form, but if for any reason they are unable to locate them, would you be able to provide them electronically or in the mail or either?
Yes, either way.
Either, okay. Now, we do request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens, ensuring we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period. This precaution prevents disruptions in your case. Does your emergency contact live with you or does not live with you?
Lives with me.
Lives with? Okay. What is their first name?
His first name is Davion.
Okay. How do I spell that?
Davion.
Okay. Davion?
Yes.
Okay. And their phone number?
So, remember when I was telling you about the numbers?
Okay.
His is the first number.
Gotcha. Okay. I'll just put that. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. So, the 725 phone number, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And relationship, friend, family member?
Family, significant.
Okay.
Significant other.
No, okay, I like that. Okay.
I'm okay. Like, because she only gave me two options, so I'm like, family.
That's perfect. Okay, so significant other. Okay, do you know his email off the top of your head? If not, that's okay.
Do you know your email? I mean, can you give me your email? Okay, so it's his first name and then w1@gmail.com.
Okay, I'm going to spell that out to make sure I got it correct because we know how the phones fail us sometimes. Okay, so I have davionw1@gmail.com.
That's correct.
Okay, and bear with me. It's asking for the address, so I'm going to just copy and paste your address. Okay. All right. Now, this is for the HIPAA-compliant medical record release forms. What is your social?
The last four of my social, you said?
We could do the last four, correct?
7133.
Okay. All right. So, are you familiar with DocuSign?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm going to be sending you a DocuSign within the next few minutes. I'm just going to verify all of the information really quick to make sure it copies over correctly. That way we don't have to redo the forms. So
okay.
I'll just ask them pretty quickly, and please correct me if I'm wrong, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so you said you did not already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim, correct?
Correct.
Okay, this is for yourself, and you are a resident of the United States, correct?
Correct.
Okay. You were diagnosed with a meningioma after taking Depo-Provera for at least 1 year, correct?
Correct.
Okay. It was located in your brain, and your date of diagnosis was 7/15/2023.
Correct.
Okay. Your date of birth is 6/14/1992.
Correct.
Okay. Now, we never ask to reach out to any people that you know who have also suffered. But if you do know anyone else who has suffered by Depo-Provera injectables, please feel free to give them our number, okay?
Okay. And okay. That's the number that came through the call, right?
No. So I am going to be actually texting you.
I was like, wait, this is a 702 number.
No. I'm going to be texting you my personal desk phone number.
Okay.
That way you'll know it's me. And then also, if you don't hear from the attorneys within 72 hours, please call me and I'll connect you straight to them, okay?
Okay, sounds good. And then you say you're going to send me the
e-document
right now.
Correct. I just have to verify just a few more things and then we'll
okay,
be good
no
to
worries.
Go. Okay. So you said you used the name brand of Depo-Provera. You said you used it for at least 1 year, and you confirmed that you had at least four injections in that 1 year before your diagnosis, correct?
Correct.
Okay. You started using Depo-Provera 10, it doesn't matter the date, so October 2020, and you stopped July 2023, correct?
Correct.
Okay. All right. You confirmed the spelling of your name a few times. We don't need to go over that. The last four of your social is 7133, correct?
Correct.
Okay. We already confirmed that a few times. I'll confirm your address one more time, though, because that's the main thing on the document. So 2900 East Charleston Boulevard, apartment 149, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89104.
Correct.
Okay. Your doctor who administered Depo-Provera was Dr. Adam Levy at Sunrise Hospital and Medical Center.
Correct.
Okay. Your diagnosing and treating doctor was Dr. Leo German at Southern Hills Hospital and Medical Center.
Correct.
Okay. Let's see. Dr. Adam Levy also prescribed you the Depo-Provera.
Correct.
Okay. And then everything else I've double verified. So I'm going to, let's see. What did I miss? It says, not submit. What did I miss? Oh, okay. What is your marital status?
Single.
Okay. And let's see now. Will it let me submit? Okay. Okay. So you will be getting that DocuSign sent to both your cell phone as a text and to your email, and it's going to be sent from Alexa Knox at Mass Tort Strategies. So bear with me. Let me make sure that you receive it, okay?
Okay.
Okay, let's see. I'm just making sure everything copied over correctly. Okay. Beautiful. Okay, so there's going to be a few areas where they need your initials, and then there's going to be a few areas where they need your signature, okay?
Okay.
I just hit send.
Oh, yeah, I just got it.
Okay, perfect. So go ahead and open that and make sure that the information is correct on your end, okay?
Okay. It's loading. Give me a second.
Okay.
Wow, it's loading so slow.
Oh, no.
Okay. Oh no. Wait, something happened.
Okay.
Let me try to get back in. It's saying, oh, I think it's message declined.
Okay, so what it probably means is click on the link again, and then you might have to hit accept. Like, there might be a little box that you click on to go to the next page.
Okay, so it's still, I went back to the link and it's telling me that it was already declined, I guess, so.
Oh, okay, let me try resending it. Okay. And then it's going to ask if you can, okay, recipient declined to receiving SMS messages. It does say it on my end. So let's see.
Yeah, I think I clicked no on accident.
That's okay. That's okay. So in that case, that just means that you can't receive DocuSign text messages from us, but that's okay because they'll reach out through their texting line. So do you have access to your email?
Yeah.
Okay, so go ahead and open your email. It will be there as well.
And you sent it to the Pearly Renee email, right?
Yes.
Okay.
1014. I know. I don't like how it does that. I think it's really silly.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, so I didn't get the email.
Okay. Check your other folders. Let's see. Check spam, because since we've never emailed before, it might have popped up in your spam.
Nope, nothing's there.
Nothing? Okay, let me see.
And then, okay, so my email storage is full, so I probably not.
Okay.
So can you send it to his email that I just gave you?
I could send it. Yes, let me correct it. Bear with me.
Or you could send it to my phone number, if you want to do it that way,
okay.
You can send it to the secondary number, and then
okay.
I'll just press yes on my phone.
Yeah, okay. So it was 702.
785-2449.
Okay, perfect. And don't worry, we never call ourselves, so I'm the same way when I'm giving out my phone number. Okay.
Oh, look. I wasn't going to answer after this anyway, because it would have been an odd number. I would have been like, what is this?
Okay, so I just sent it. Let me know if you get it.
Okay, yeah, I got it. This time
okay.
I'm clicking yes. Yes. Okay. Now it's loading the DocuSign. I'm going to just say continue.
Okay.
All right. So now I say please review.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, so just take a look over on the information to make sure I have it correct. I did verify, so hopefully it's perfect, but you never know. We're only human, so I may have made a mistake.
Right. Okay, so the name is Steven. Address is correct. Number is correct. We got it.
Okay, perfect. So, yes, it is going to ask for your initials and your signature in a few of the boxes. There should be a little start button up at the top, and it will guide you through it.
I'm supposed to click start?
Correct.
I started clicking the boxes. Okay, let me click
start. That's okay. Either way works, honestly. If you click them, it works that way, too.
Okay. Okay, start. I was like, oh, I'm doing it wrong.
No. Start, it just makes it so that if you miss a box, it takes you to the next box. So you don't have to, like, try to scroll yourself. But thankfully, these documents are not too long. So even if you just click the boxes, that works too.
Oh, yeah, that's fancy. Okay. All right, yeah, I'm finishing up now.
I know. I like that they added that start button into it because it makes it a lot faster.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. It made it faster. I wish everything could do that.
Yep,
like,
exactly.
I wish everything would do that.
I wish we had a start button in life, right?
Right, for real.
Okay, so I received it on my end. It looks beautiful. Okay, so I do want to thank you for your time. My heart goes out to you for everything that you've experienced, and I admire your strength through such a difficult time. I know these questions aren't easy to go over, so I do want to thank you for that. I am sorry if I opened any old wounds. But please keep
That's
a lookout.
That's why it took me a minute. I'm like, I gotta think back at this.
Yeah, I know. It's rough. I'm so sorry. But, you know, this is the hardest part. As soon as everything is processing for you, you just sit back and the attorneys take care of everything for you.
I appreciate that.
Yeah. And we're going to help get your voice heard, okay?
Thank you so much.
Of course. So keep a lookout for a call or text from the attorneys. It's going to be from an 800 number. If they miss you, they'll leave a voicemail. That way you'll know it's them and you can always follow up. Now, if you do not hear from them within 72 hours, so I'd say about Tuesday or Wednesday because it's off business days, please feel free to give me a call and I'll connect you straight to them. Okay. That way they can get the ball rolling for you.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, of course. Do you have any questions for me?
No, you've been great.
Okay. Thank you again for your time. You have a blessed day and happy holidays. Enjoy them.
Thanks to you. Happy holidays.
Thank
you.
Thank you so much. Okay, bye-bye.
You're welcome. Okay, bye-bye then.